At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, well, Katy Perry's going to be a firework today because she's going up in space. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. So Katy Perry and a couple of other notables, Gayle King and Jeff Bezos' fiance, an all-women crew, Kendra, are going up. They're supposed to go up at 9:30 this morning in a Blue Origin rocket to go up in space.
No, thank you, right? Skiing on the Blue Diamond, no thank you. Going up in space, no thank you. Not for me.
Well, it's funny because I was like, oh my God, they're going to go up in space. And I'm thinking they're going to be up there for a few hours and how scary that would be. 10 minutes.
I don't
they're
even...
They're up and back, 10 minutes. That's what it says here.
It can't be really... Is it weird space time, though? It's not really 10 minutes, is it?
No, it's 10 minutes, but I think, I mean, the rockets go pretty fast. So you can get up into where, I think they just get up to the point where they can experience weightlessness for a little while, and then they come right back down.
Oh.
So it's not like they're going to the International Space Station or anything.
No.
I think they just, the whole point is for them to feel what it feels like to be... So in space where there's no gravity.
So they're going to shoot up through like the blue sky and the clouds, and they're going to go into like where it's a black sky, like Star Wars, like
the intro to Star Wars. And then they come right back.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
No, thank you.
It's Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket. They said the it's New Shepard's 11th human space flight. And the 31st one in its history. But this one is notable, especially because, of course, Katy Perry and all these famous people. But also, it's all women going up. It's 5 women, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm looking here. Yes.
Six
altogether.
Yeah, yeah. There are just a few. Like, this makes me think of, like, being on the Ferris wheel. And I know we had this whole thing when you and I went to the Topsfield Fair last year. And I'm the Ferris wheel scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's something with heights. Like, I don't know. That I'm not afraid of flying on a plane, though. But this just, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I would.
What if it gets lost? What if it keeps going and it gets like, you know, and it can't turn around and then you're up like with the astronauts being up there for 9 months?
Like, well, I don't think that would happen, but I just worry. Like, I don't even worry about the takeoff as much as the landing. How does it come right back to where it was? I don't know.
Do they take anything with them? Like, do you take...
For 10 minutes?
Like a carry-on?
You're going on for 10 minutes?
You're going into space. Sue, you go to Florida for 2 days. You pack
a giant suitcase.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe you take a backpack.
You don't, like...
snack.
I hope they're packing some snacks. Well, what if they get stuck?
Katy Perry said she's going to sing up there. She said, I might as well sing because it's going to be the only time I'm ever in space. So I'm going to see what it's like to sing in space.
Or go out. Like, they're not going out of the capsule, right?
Oh, God,
they're not
going to
put, like, the little helmets on and...
They're not doing a spacewalk, Kendra. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.